Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You guys ready to pay off your bets on your Darren Peterson over-under time?
He made it to overtime, didn't he?
He did not, but he got him to overtime. Never played in overtime.
Yeah, we're done here. I don't okay. Play overtime.
So, did you guys stay up? No, never.
I know.
Mac, you know, I went to bed with a minute and 20 left.
When they were down by five?
Right before that, when he was looking out of bounds, trying to ask to get out,
yeah.
And they passed it, and he turned it over.
He was looking to get out of bounds.
So he played 32 minutes, hey. Had 32 points.
Yeah.
What a game it was. What an insane game.
My buddies were talking about like the greatest comeback ever in Allen Fieldhouse history, and we were going through some of those. And, you know, it's TCU on a Tuesday night,
sure.
You know.
TCU's 11-3,
yeah.
1-0 in the conference.
Yep, but I don't know that I can put that. I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. For me, it's always going to be UCLA in 1995. That was one of the greatest games that I've ever been a part of, man. It was awesome.
Ask Mizzou fans about UCLA.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. You guys just beat Florida.
Yeah.
You guys be the champs.
How about that?
Beat the champs.
Does it matter from one year to the next, though? Like you said,
absolutely. If you're Missouri,
beat the champs. Like you're like, how many of these people are back from last year?
Oh, I mean, dude, it doesn't matter.
College portal's open. Everybody's flying all over the place. Right?
I mean, I don't know if you're Ohio State, you beat Michigan the next.
Yeah,
that doesn't
right
make
now,
sense because
yeah.
That's just the rivalry. But like, you always have a bounty,
yeah.
Right? Once you win it, you're the team. Like. Everybody wants to beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see the Eagles go to the Super Bowl again this year.
Everybody wants to beat them. But that's the beauty of where we are in college sports right now, though, is like teams can turn it on a dime, and you can go out there like Missouri last year. Did they win a game last year, or was that 2 years ago?
Two years ago,
they couldn't find a way to win a game.
Yep.
And then you can flip it on a dime and find a way to beat the defending champs. And so that's why I love the NIL and where we are in college sports right now, because it's giving everybody an opportunity.
Yeah, so last night was – I will say this – this is why I think the product of college basketball can always be fun, because you mentioned like what's the best comeback, how many. There are certain things about certain places in sports that just happen and you can't explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at Wrigley there's a billy goat. Sometimes there's a guy wearing a headset that gets interfered with a foul ball.
Yeah, it's true.
New York, there's like spirits that walk through Monument Park and you don't know why all of a sudden the wind picks up when Boston hits a ball in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't explain it. And Allen Fieldhouse has one of those things where there's just this Fog Allen aura that sometimes it's against Oklahoma. Sometimes it's against Missouri with a block that could have been a charge or could have been a.
It was a clean block.
Sure,
I people continue
sure
to
was.
Talk about that. It was as clean a block as I've ever seen in my entire life on a basketball floor.
The pin is blue.
It was perfectly blocked.
And Phil Pressey probably has a different debate. But
well,
that doesn't matter.
I mean,
in the past.
Yeah.
Goes go take how it with Thomas Robinson uncle.
How long ago was that?
Was it 2013?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're talking there? We're talking almost a generation ago now where that play happened. God.
So last night, Mac went to bed, obviously.
I was at a high school game for a while last night. I had to leave the high school game early. I left at halftime because the officiating was terrible last night. Kid from Olathe East dunks, hangs on the rim to avoid the kid underneath them, and they tee him up. The whole place loses their mind, man. Loses their mind.
Come on.
Coach Darsh, you hang in there, buddy.
I'll be in the parking lot waiting for you. Call a tee on my boy.
That's right.
About to tee your ass. I don't know.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like that. First of all, the kid dunking in high school was awesome.
So last night, and at one point you could have gotten KU plus 2,500, but at Lawrence, sometimes there is this just thing. This Allen run, right? Yeah. They go into halftime on a 9-0 run. And then all of a sudden, you're like, all right, like, when are we going to lose Darren Peterson? Because he'd been playing all night. Dude's balling. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are three college athletes in basketball, for now, that are insane must-watch television. Because before Darren Peterson was on last night, Cameron Boozer was on. 6'5", 6'9".
He's back at Duke?
6'9". Oh, Daddy Boozer was there last night.
How big is he?
Fat?
No.
He stayed in good shape.
Okay, good. Okay.
Jet Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Stands the whole time.
Looks really good.
Four rows behind the bench.
Okay.
Got a 12, got a 2 on the back. Those are both of his kids' numbers.
I think he meant a 12 pack on the front, like a 2 pack of abs on the back. I'm like, holy cow.
And probably 8 down south. And this guy, Cameron Boozer, 6'9", 250. Right? I feel bad for the other brother. You know what I mean?
How big is him?
He's like 6'4", 1. He's like 6'4", 190.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, but the other kid's 6'9", 250, could be the number one overall pick. He goes, balls out last night against Louisville. Great game. They were down. They come back, win by 11. Enters Kansas. This moment happens against TCU. And it's just weird, man. Like, they were down. They tied the game up. And here's how they tie it. When the team is down the most, Darren Peterson is not in the game. And everyone's going, how can I be mad about him, right? Because I bet KU fans were in a mix of emotions. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, man, he gave us 28 minutes. He gave us 29 points. This is more than we've seen all year. He's been the man tonight. And then all of a sudden you're like, but where's he at, man? You're on the other side of the argument. You're like, my team is needing my best player right now. We're down by 4. Mm-hmm. I need this guy in the game. Well, here's what happens. TCU is up by 3, and KU gets an inbound play. Timeout Bill Self.
Right.
Insert Darren Peterson.
Peterson goes in.
Goes in, gets around. Finally, he gets a pass, goes up for a 3.
Boom.
Fouled. What's he do?
Hits all three.
Yep. And you never see him again.
That's
and
it.
KU wins an overtime.
And he's done.
And it's just nuts, dude. Like, stuff like that happens, and I can't explain
it. Allen Fieldhouse. No, it is. It is the aura of Allen Fieldhouse. And you're right. There are certain places that just have that magic.
And it doesn't matter if you were TCU that night. It doesn't matter if you were, you know, Arizona that night, even though Arizona plays tonight against the Kansas State Wildcats that you can hear on this station tonight. They play number 1, 8 mm-hmm. o'clock, number 1 Arizona. Go beat them. Go upset the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Nebraska 2 this week?
No, they're 10. Michigan's
10?
2.
No,
Michigan's
2. You got to get Nebraska in the top 2.
But, they might get there. They'll play Michigan on January 27th. That should be a big game on Tuesday night. Last night was one of those fun games, and it was one of those, like, if you've been waiting and wanting to see, like, what's going to get you. That was a fun game. No matter if you, for college basketball, the game was fun.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, anytime you go into overtime and find a way to win a game when you're down
big.
And it's just the way you do it and the way that Allen Fieldhouse has that momentum. Because I think anybody who's watching a game in Allen Fieldhouse never feels comfortable until the clock is 0.
And there's always the run.
And there's always the run. Because you were talking about the run, the 9-0 run or whatever it was at the end of the first half. And I'm thinking, like, there it is. Like, we've always sat there for years. And I've been doing this KU thing since 1995 when I was a freshman. And everybody just always says the same thing. When's the run going to come? When is this team going to go on the 25-4 run or whatever? Because it always happens.
It's
the building. It's the coaching. You know, Bill Self, through all this NIL stuff, is still finding ways to go out there and dominate the sport. And that's why I think he is the best, one of the best of all time at what he did, obviously, and what he's done, obviously, is because he continues to reinvent himself. I mean, like Andy Reid, you call Bill Self this offseason and say, how did you go from, you know, recruiting players and changing your whole thing on a dime, right? and that's what happened. And Bill Self had to change the way that he was doing things. A lot of the other coaches that are at his level quit. Okay, Coach K quit. Roy Williams quit. You see, all these coaches quit. The guy from Villanova, they all quit because of where we are.
You think it's
Nick
quitting?
Saban,
I don't know.
Yes, it is. I call
Coach
it quitting.
Coach K was old as dirt.
Yeah, but
Roy's health was. He was.
I'll
past,
give you Roy. I'll give
like,
you Roy.
Because I mean,
yeah, Roy was collapsing on the sidelines.
Izzo's still there.
Izzo's
Calipari's still there.
Yeah.
Patino's still
around for
They're
now.
All still there, but I mean, Roy was in. Roy was like,
I'll give you
collapsing.
Roy. I'll give you Roy. But the other ones, they quit. I mean, you know, the guy at Villanova, Jay Wright, you know, younger than we are, he quit. You know, he walked
was the
away
best in the game,
and he was the best in the
he
game. And they're
the
all
best.
Walking
Got a
away.
Good gig too.
Hell of a gig, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But they're all walking away because they don't want to deal with the NIL. The mm-hmm. football is the same way. Nick Saban walked away. You don't see Urban Meyer coming back into the game. You know, if he wanted to and whatnot. And so I just look around the landscape and go like, Bill tough this thing out, and now hopefully he can reap some rewards from this and get another national championship under his belt, because if he wins three national championships, I mean, my God, he could be considered the greatest of all time, and to do it in the NIL era too, you know, I think means a lot more, because we were talking before the show. I mean, Oklahoma State signed a quarterback for $7 million yesterday. I mean, mm-hmm. guys are going all over the place and signing, and the money is insane, and as the money has changed, Kansas has remained constant. It may not be the 14 in a row Big 12 championship constant, but Kansas has remained constant. They're a constant tournament team. They're up there every year. They're one of the top teams in the country every single year.
I think you
and
blame,
Bill Self finds ways to do it.
I think you blame realignment more than you could blame NIL and transfer.
For
and
why that, they're not winning all the time.
Yeah, Arizona, yeah, and Houston, yeah. Arizona and Houston. Arizona and Houston are in the Big 12.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, like, absolutely.
Sorry.
And like, UCF, who they lost to the other day, which seemingly they lose to that team every year
in Orlando.
Every
that's a
year
loss.
They go down there and they go Mickey Mouse and, you know, see Cinderella, and all of a sudden they lose games.
Or
and,
Robert Duvall.
It could be. But I think when I look
Orlando.
At, you know, that kid from last night, you know, Darren Peterson, like, that's, again, the frustrating part, because he gets you to that level,
dude.
He does that, and then see you later, I'm out, peace out, you know. You know, I just hope when the tournament comes around, yeah. and this team is competing for a national championship, that kid understands what's at stake, and it's not about your draft status at that point in time, because if it is, then, you know, get the hell out of Dodge.
I will say this, and Mac, you watch more NBA than I. There are times in college basketball when you can just tell. The way the guy moves, the way the guy explodes
oh,
to the rim.
Sure. Yeah,
and
yeah,
last
yeah.
night watching, because there are three college players, and normally every year, am I wrong about this? Normally every year it's one guy that in March we're like, where's the guy? Right? It was Adam Morrison. It was Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
It was
every year there's somebody that
JJ
gets picked
Redick,
up.
Yeah. Zion Williamson. It's guys. There's always like seems to be like one.
Cherokee Parks.
As of right now, as of right now, there are three. There is Darren Peterson, if he can stay through the long haul, because he's got those little warmers all constantly on the sideline.
Yep.
You have that. You have Cameron Boozer, and you have AJ DeBanza. And those three guys.
How much do they make combined?
Oh, God.
DeBanza's making seven. I don't even know what Peterson's making.
Yeah, I would say 7 to 10 each, 7 to 8 each. Yeah.
So Boozer last night, 27 and 8. Peterson last night, 32. DeBanza, the last time he played, which was Saturday, 24.
And you know what? I hope.
And those three guys will be the three guys that will go 1, 2, and 3 in the draft.
Yeah, I hope so.
They're all USA.
Yep.
Cooper Flagg was before them. And what happened before that, to tie all this together, all these French NBA guys, dude, I'm telling you, in about 10 years from now, Mac, when you're my age and I'm your age,
and I'm
dude,
dead,
you will not be dead. The United States basketball team versus France could be legit in the Olympics.
I've been saying
it's
going
to be legit
since,
in the next Olympics.
It could be.
Yeah. I've been saying this for a long time. The U.S., unless they change something about their process for youth basketball in this country, we are screwed. And I'm serious. And it's not just France.
Because Wembanyama had 30 last night off the bench.
Yes. Yeah, Wembanyama. Did you see him like kick a bunch of balls out of the, you know, the.
Dude.
Yeah, did you see that they had like three basketballs in the net and he kicked his leg up and kicked the ball out of the, like it's insane.
Did like a half bicycle to get him out of the unreal.
I mean he's not just a basketball player. That guy's an athlete.
Yes,
and that's why he's going to be okay and he's going to have staying power. Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Yeah, exactly. He is like you root for that guy. He's the perfect fit in San Antonio. I know from being down there for 2 years what it was like and you know the type of basketball player they love: Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and this guy fits the mold, Victor Wembanyama down there. But to have these three kids in college basketball performing the way that they are, the NBA has to be loving it. NBA should be in love with what's going on right now in college basketball, because they're developing, I shouldn't say they're developing the talent, but they're having the guys on display at big time universities where the casual fan is more in tune to watch than they are the NBA. And that's what you want to hope. You hope like somebody falls in love with Darren Peterson or somebody falls in love with whoever and they watch him go up to the NBA and you start following that player. Hasn't been like that in the NBA here for what, the last 15 years? I mean, no offense to your age here, and I'm not trying to be an ageist in this, but are you even old enough to remember the last time Americans were like competent in the NBA draft? I mean, it seems like it's been 20 years
been
that we've
time.
Been talking about, because I know when I was working in St. Louis, my co-host, the late Jay Randolph Jr., was on Rubio the whole time, right? And that was 2009. Yeah. And here we are in 26, and now the pendulum is maybe swinging back where the best players in college basketball and potentially the NBA in the future are now American homegrown players in an American sport where Americans can follow these kids and then follow them in the NBA. I think it's a great thing for college basketball and the NBA right now. I just think college sports, man, we were talking before the show, I think it's in such a good spot right now. And I'm back into college football like I've never been before. And I like the way that college basketball now is developing these prospects.
Developers.
Yeah, that could go up to the next level. And you, because that's the way it used to be. You follow these kids in college for 4 years, then they went to the NBA. And that stopped for about a generation.
And you could also piggyback on college baseball if you'd like to, because those guys are starting to play in the pros immediately after they get drafted.
I'm going to tell you, the college baseball thing right now,
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's a kid who committed to Quinnipiac that wanted to be a two sports star. They dropped their football program. He's reopened his commitment now. They said right now he'd be a top 10 pick in the baseball draft if he was going to go into the draft. And he was going to go to Quinnipiac. Ooh. And they got rid of football. And he wants to be a two sports star. I mean, the college sports scene, man, is just wild right now.
Last night was fun. That's for sure. Arizona, K-State tonight, 8 o'clock. You can hear all that action on 96.5 The Fan. But, you know, speaking of college,
developers.
Cliff Kingsbury was heavily involved with this one topic yesterday and this one team that you root for. We'll discuss it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.